At 125,000 fish, the chum harvest in District 15 was more than double that of the next strongest district in the region. Wyatt Ray Fournier is a management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Haines.
We've got a strong return of DIPAC chum, enhanced chum, returning to the Boat Harbor Terminal Harvest Area and also to the Amalga Harbor Terminal Harvest Area. And so we attracted, I estimated, around 175 boats when I was down on the grounds on Monday.
Ray Fournier says that's despite new restrictions meant to reduce the harvest of king salmon returning to the Chilkat River. Commercial openings have been limited in time and area. ADF&G has also implemented a 6-inch maximum net restriction and night closures.
We've been able to reduce our Chinook harvest substantially. Looks like we're about half of what we've caught on average over the last 10 years. And if we compare it to last year, we're about a third of what we caught last year for king salmon. So that has come with some limited time and limited area, but we still have been able to pull in a lot of chum.
Ray Fournier says the catch per unit effort and number of fish caught per boat are about the same as last year. While conservation measures appear to be working, Ray Fournier reminds fishermen that they are still following a king salmon conservation management plan.
So we're, of course, asking all of our fishermen, commercial fishermen in the fleet, that if they do harvest any Chinook salmon or take any Chinook salmon home for personal use, to, of course, please mark that on your fish ticket. The more information we have, the better we can do at managing our resource.
While the chum return remains strong, Ray Fournier says sockeye are slow to arrive. Fish and Game monitor the Chilkoot and Chilkat rivers, and the season started with a period of low water.
And all of us that were here in town this winter know kind of what a weird winter it was, where we didn't have a lot of snowpack, but we had a lot of freezing. And so as the sun finally came out on us up here in the Upper Lynn Canal, there wasn't a lot of snow in the hills to melt, so there wasn't a lot of water in the river. You know, when we started our fish wheels and our fish weirs, we had some of the lowest water levels we'd ever seen when we started those escapement projects.
Ray Fournier says while things are starting to pick up on the Chilkoot River, the Chilkat remains very slow. Low sockeye numbers aren't isolated to the Upper Lynn Canal. Ray Fournier says it's a trend throughout the state.
And when you have sockeye salmon that are showing weak returns and they're going to different rivers, that kind of tells you that there was a problem probably out in the Gulf of Alaska, probably out in their feeding and growing area. And these fish would have been heading out into the ocean in 2013 and 2014, which was kind of the tail end of that warm blob episode.
ADF&G monitors sockeye stocks at the weir on the Chilkoot. That's an area of concern for safety because of the convergence of fish, bears, and human visitors. The conversation about safety on the corridor has ramped up this year. The Haines Assembly imposed a moratorium on permits for new tours visiting the area. Ray Fournier says Fish and Game is ramping up its efforts to improve safety as well.
We have been putting some of our department staff out there on our busy cruise ship days. So when we have those big boats coming in on Wednesdays and every once in a while a big boat on Tuesdays, you'll see one of the Department of Fish and Game's Commercial Fisheries Division staff member out there.
Ray Fournier says new lines have been painted and new signs raised, and the Park Service put up an information kiosk with educational pamphlets. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.